7:18 on this Friday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. 64 degrees. We're expecting high temperatures to reach the low 80s. We'll have more details from WILS weather expert Mike Ellis coming up on the program. Gil White is the past president of the Michigan Association of Retailers. He's been instrumental in developing a new challenge which could benefit many. We've got Gil on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Good morning, Gil. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing today? Hey, that's the Michigan Association of Realtors.
Oh, Michigan Association of Realtors. Thank you for the clarification. Now, tell me about this program that you've been very instrumental in.
The Greater Lansing Association of Realtors has been chosen by the National Association of Realtors to help create and implement a model placemaking mini-grant pilot program in the LEAP region, which is consists of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties, has been included. So the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors, the LEAP region, it's a mini-grant program for placemaking projects open to anybody in those three counties.
What is placemaking?
I like to think of it as people habitat, and it's all about making small changes in the public spaces that people live, work, and play in on a daily basis. And it, the approach is that residents are the experts on how to improve their quality of life.
How much money is involved?
We're going to have at least $4,000 in mini-grants awarded on August 1st, August 8th, August 15th, and August 29th. We started taking grant applications today. The application process runs through August 20th, and the work has to be completed by October 31st.
How do you decide who gets the money?
Well, I got a great little advisory board put together with Jeff Smith from LEAP, Jamie Schreiner Hooper from the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan, Joan Allen from the Allen Neighborhood Center, Leslie Donaldson from the Greater Lansing Arts Council, and Megan Weber, who's the executive officer for the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. So I've got a very knowledgeable and diverse advisory board here that's going to help review the grant applications. At the bottom line is, you got a great idea for planting a seed to improve the quality of life in your neighborhood, get something into us.
Where'd you get the idea?
Well, we've been, the National Association of Realtors and the Michigan Association of Realtors have been involved in the smart growth conversation for a couple decades now. And placemaking is just a natural element of the smart growth debate. But it's all about improving the built environment and how people interact with that built environment in their daily lives.
How many people have partaken in this project since you've implemented it?
Well, we have not yet implemented it, or we're just implementing it. So this is the first day that we are going to accept grant applications. I've had a few conversations with different people in the community about ideas. One of them was a neighborhood movie night type of an event. Another one was community garden. I had another conversation with some others that were having a street chalk art contest in their neighborhood and asked my 88-year-old mother to be a judge. And I let them know about this program, too, and that got their wheels going and the thought process on how they might be able to expand this. But, you know, it's really aimed at letting people define in their neighborhoods what those little things are that would make it a better neighborhood.
Talk about the real estate market in the mid-Michigan area.
It's improving. The worst is over. There's, you know, mortgage rates are great right now. The it is shifted from being purely a buyer's market into a more normal type of activity. Everybody's cautiously optimistic.
What's the latest on those repossessed homes, especially the glut that we experienced over the last couple of years?
I think the supply is down, but I'm not an expert on that, so I'm really not the one to be asking that question.
All right. So you really think we've hit bottom and we're going up from here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it looks like new home builds are also up in the mid-Michigan area as well as around the state.
Right, and that's really good news.
All right. What do you tell folks who are shopping for a home?
They're never going to see better mortgage rates, and they probably never see better prices.
What do you tell them if their credit isn't perfect?
You know, there is money out there. The rules are a little bit more stringent than they were, of course, before the economic meltdown. But it's still possible to get home mortgages. You got to shop around.
All right, and one last time before we let you go, Gil, give an email address as well as a phone number for folks who want to take part in your pilot program.
I'll give you a web address. You can get information on the grant application and the rules for this mini-grant program at www.michiganhomeownersalliance.com.
All right, Gil, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 724, 64 degrees. We're expecting a high temperature of around 83. When we come back, we're going to tell you what you can expect for gas prices this weekend. Next on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.